Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I want to help our Muslim friends to understand that Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man according to the Word of God in the Bible. My friend, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, did not lose his divine nature when he became a human. According to both the Quran and the Bible, he raised the dead, healed the lepers, and gave sight to the blind. He had many other divine characteristics that cannot be attributed to a mere human being. Many of these I discussed and presented to you in many programs. Please allow me to give you an illustration. Before one Labor Day holiday, the President of the United States spent several hours wearing a factory uniform as he talked with and labored alongside hard-working steel manufacturers. He really did put in an honest day's work. By the end of the shift, his clothes were dirty and smelly. The president was not less honorable because of what he did. On the contrary, his humble spirit and actions honored him, honored the factory workers, and honored every worker in America, and actually honored America itself. Yeah, Muslims point in many verses in the Bible that point to the humanity of Jesus. Yes, we acknowledge those verses. The gospel contains many statements showing us that Jesus' body on earth was a real human body. His humanity was obvious in that Jesus was hungry, tempted, crucified, walked and talked with his disciples. Yes, he suffered mental anguish and physical pain. He was fully human. We don't deny that. But also, my Muslim friend, Jesus has a divine nature because he manifested divine attributes. The gospel includes many statements indicating the deity of Jesus. For example, Jesus is eternal, everlasting. He existed before the world was formed. John 8, verses 58, and John 17, verses 5. Jesus is ever present. He is present everywhere at all times. Matthew 18, verse 20. Jesus demonstrated knowledge of things that could only be known if he were divine. Matthew 9, verse 4, Matthew 11, verse 27, Jesus demonstrated unlimited supernatural power and authority. Matthew 11, verses 23 to 27, Jesus is able to forgive sins. Luke 5, verse 20. My friend, Jesus is fully human and fully divine. Some Muslims ask, how is it possible for the divine nature to be united with the human nature in the life of Jesus? Well, I answer, whatever the Almighty God decides to do, according to his infinite wisdom, he is able to accomplish. It might be helpful to think of the union between the soul and the body. In this analogy, the nature of the soul unites with the physical, earthly nature of the body to form a union of one nature, which is the human nature. This united nature does not include the body alone, nor the soul alone, but both together are combined without mixing, alteration, or transmutation. Without a change, the soul and the body become one in essence and nature, one person. This dual nature of Jesus is unimaginable to our limited human mind, but there are many other things we don't fully understand. How is it possible for spirit and flesh to be united in us? The creation of the first human was also a mystery. God made man his vice regent on earth by using mud and his divine breath. Therefore, we should not consider it a strange thing that the second man, whom God sent to be our Savior, the Messiah, Jesus, had both divine and human nature. The union of the divine with the human form took place in Christ for the purpose of satisfying God's justice, manifesting His love for us, and accomplishing our salvation. The divine nature of God did not change and became human nature, and the human nature of Jesus did not change and became divine nature. This union is not a blend, but rather the human nature and the divine nature existed together in the person and life of Jesus Christ without a change or blending together. The divine nature remained divine, and the human nature remained human. My dear Muslim friend, God chose to save us. He accomplished this goal by appearing in the form of a perfect man, sinless man, Jesus Christ, to be our personal Savior. God did not become incarnate in a plant, a bird, or an animal because they do not bear His image. But we know from the Torah that God created us in His image. We read Genesis 1, verse 26, God said, "Let us make mankind in our image." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus came to save us. Jesus is the perfect mediator between God and the man. In Him, we see all the necessary characteristics that must be found in the mediator. The Savior must be human. How could God, who is spirit, pay the penalty for the sins of man, who is flesh? It was a human penalty He wanted to bear. Therefore, God acquired human form, became a true member of the human race, and paid the penalty. As a man, Christ could represent humanity. Jesus came representing and embodying in Himself the whole human race and nature. Savior must also be divine. Who can pay the full price, the penalty for all the sins people have committed? The sacrifice had to have an infinite value. Everything Jesus did derived unique significance from His divine identity. The Savior descended to us from God so He could lift us up to God. Had He not been God, He could not have drawn near to God on our behalf. Jesus came to save you, my friend.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. I would love to come to your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.